Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 25th of February. I'm Paul White. Had someone tell me on a recent trip, I would be devastated if I went to my phone one morning and there was no Deeper Daily Podcast. I thought that was a pretty good compliment. One of the things that we have hung our hat on, so to speak, at the podcast is consistency. And it's the one thing I tell people all the time that tell me they want to start a podcast. I say, well, if you want a podcast audience, it's one thing to have a podcast, it's another thing to have a podcast audience. If you want an audience, not only do you need to give them content worth coming back for, you need to do it in a manner in which they are confident you will be there. And I want to say thank you to all of those of you who make the DDP what it is. What is it? Well, it's a podcast in which I get to minister a few minutes a day on the thing that I enjoy the most, and that's walking through the Bible. I love that, and I get to talk to you about it. And we get to break away and do stuff like question and answer, sometimes an interview, whatever. Today it'll actually be a little different than I thought it was. I'll explain that in a moment. But it's just such a thrill for me, and I want to thank you. For those of you also who support the DDP, Paul White Ministries in general, we are so appreciative of all that you do. So many of you pray for us and lift us up, send us a word of encouragement from time to time. And so many of you support us financially, some with an occasional gift. That helps a lot. Many of you with monthly gifts. That goes a long, long way. Even if the gifts are small, compound a bunch of small gifts together and you can tell what happens. We're so thankful for those of you who do that. And I would ask, if you've not considered that in a while, would you consider being a financial supporter of Paul White Ministries? We're a 501c3 organization. We survive on the donations of those who enjoy what we do. And I look at it like I provide my talent, time, and gifts, and those who are blessed by it bless us in return. You're basically helping put seed in the bag of the sower so that we can continue to throw the seed. If that's important to you, we ask that you help us where you can. You can go to paulwhiteministries.com and click on giving or online giving donations, and you can give through that. We appreciate whatever you can do. I told you that today would be a question and answer. Here's what happens. I know that we have this block of audio. I sit down to edit these, and sometimes I go through them in real time. Well, actually, I always go through them in real time. I listen through the whole thing and make sure it's something we want to do. And I had this big block of Q&A from night number two. I had aired one question. I thought, well, look at all this audio we got. We'll go filter through there and do another podcast. When I went and filtered through it, the questions were all sort of follow-up back and forths between myself and the audience to the question we aired yesterday. And none of them really were standalone for a podcast. However, our host in this particular meeting had asked us to lead communion. And so as I'm listening, I thought, you know what might be cool? And I don't know that we've done this on the podcast. If we have, it's been a long time. Actually, I know we have aired a communion, but it's been a long time. And it's been very rare that we did it from top to start to stop. So I want to air for you the audio from our communion, all the way from me saying, hey, I think we're going to take communion, and just give you a feel of being in the room with us. I would also encourage you to do this, and we haven't done this in months on the podcast. Take communion with us today. I should have warned you yesterday, I know. Take communion with us today. Maybe hit pause on this podcast. Go get you some communion elements and rejoice with us in the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus. I think what we'll do today is just air for you the communion. And when we say amen, we'll be done with the podcast today. I want to encourage you to start following us on Twitter if you can. You want to know what's going on in my personal life and in our family. And I put scriptures that are on my heart and thoughts that I read, quotes that I read, thoughts that I have. Just another way to kind of keep up with what's going on. At Deeper Daily Pods. That's my Twitter handle, and you can also access all kinds of stuff at paulwhiteministries.com. If you haven't been there in a while, go check it out. We're in the process of redesigning our look and adding a few extra features, and that should be coming up very, very soon. Let's get to communion.
We were asked to share communion. Let's do that together as a group. They're going to pass around little fellowship cups with the little, well, you'll figure it out. You know what to do. If you don't care, just hold on to it when you're served. And let's take communion together tonight. And I want to talk about that a little bit and just minister those communion elements for just a moment. I'll wait until most of us have been served so that we are sort of able to follow along. Don't feel pressure. You don't want to participate in communion. No, it's not a judgment on you. It's not. That's why you didn't come forward and get it, and you don't have to stand up and make a deal of it. But I do love public communion because of the sense of community. Everyone has that once? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you don't, raise your hand. They'll get it to you. Okay, we're good. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, the cup that we drink is the communion of the Lord's blood. The bread that we partake, he says, is the communion of the Lord's body. And that's where we get the phrase communion from the New Testament. Because Jesus, when he shares his body and his blood, he doesn't say to them, hey guys, do you want to take communion? Or he doesn't say, I'm instituting communion. There's a sense of community and of communication in communion. And the sense of community is us participating together in the sacrament of the Lord's body and the Lord's blood. And there's a sense of communication in that we relay all over again, as Jesus says in 1 Corinthians 11, do this remembering me, not just a mental assent to what I did, but you're replaying Calvary in microcosm right in front of you. The fact that his body was broken for me and the fact that his blood was shed for me. I like to say to people, I don't know what his body being broken means to you, okay? I think you get the glory of discovering that. I know for me, I stand on the fact that he was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement or the discipline of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And I receive communion. I've taken communion all over the world with people. And I'm always taking it for my son who's in Nebraska and my daughter who's in Georgia and my wife who is in Georgia. And I believe very firmly in the community of communion. And I also love to take it as a group because there's a very good chance that there's someone sitting in this room who believes for something I struggle to believe for. And in 1 Corinthians 11, the reason Paul encouraged them to take it, he said, wait for one another when they partook for the faith of someone else. And I look at it very much like that moment when the paralytic man's friends knock the roof off the house and lower him into the living room. And he can't walk. And Jesus, the Bible says, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the man, son, your sins be forgiven you. That is awesome. That means the young man didn't even believe. He could have argued all the way down the street, this is stupid, don't take me down there. Don't tear the roof off. What are you guys doing? And yet the Bible doesn't say Jesus saw his faith. In fact, I don't know that he had any at all. But it says he saw their faith. And he said to the young man. So I love community communion. Because I don't know where you are. But I know we're in the same room together. And we're partaking of the same body, which is Jesus, and the same blood, which is Jesus. And I believe great things are in his body and in his blood. And when he hands the cup to them and says, this is the blood of a New Testament, that's a game changer. That means all that was paid for under the old covenant, I'm giving you a brand new covenant right here. I don't know that we've really got the importance of that. Man, we take communion and we don't really see that when Jesus slid the cup across to his disciples and they put that to their lips, they were walking away from Moses and Passover. They're supposed to be home eating a Passover lamb and he's giving them his body instead. It's over. You eat that bread and drink that cup, you're done with Moses, Jesus says. That's why he said, this is the blood of a new testament in my blood. We just think, oh, that's a good ceremony they had for Passover. Wrong. It wasn't Passover. It was new. It's why he uses new. This is the blood shed for a new testament. Eat up, boys. Drink up. He tried it in John 6. Remember when he feeds the 5,000 and the next day the people come back for breakfast and Jesus goes, you guys only came back because I can fill your bellies. You didn't come back for the words I speak to you. And he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have my life. And the Bible says, and many were offended and didn't follow him anymore. What is it he said that was so offensive? He asked them to abandon their Mosaic covenant and enter into a covenant with him, and he lost 99% of his ministry in one moment. This is a big deal. And you get to relive it and celebrate his body and his blood. All right. I don't know what you believe for. I know what I believe for. But I think we both know in whom we believe. And that's what matters. Father, I thank you for the body of your Son, Jesus, broken on my behalf. I thank you that he has taken everything into himself, that he has, in a literal sense, transferred my sin so that I could have his righteousness. And I thank you for this body that I receive. And I am believing that everything that you paid for at Calvary belongs to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I receive this cup as a representation of the blood of the New Testament. This blood has not only redeemed me from my sin, but it has sealed the new covenant on my behalf. And I receive everything the new covenant says is mine. I am a joint heir with he who shed this blood. And you view this blood over the door of my heart as a sign that someone has already died on my behalf. And you're a God who cannot perform double jeopardy. If I've been released by this blood, I cannot be condemned by my own. And I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.